Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
You're like, failed parenting, it's fine. Yeah. Now we can go home and it makes, like, reminds me to have the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I wish more parents could just be okay with having sleepovers.
Yeah.
I understand the risks, like, meaning I understand, like, you're not going to go with strangers or, like, if you have a, like, weird, I don't know. You just don't put them in situations.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, Callie was, we were going on a trip for Christmas or whatever to North Carolina. And she was like, I want to sleep with Cody. And like, I know it's my brother and I trust him, but I'm
it's an interesting one. Yeah.
No, but I'm like, no.
Yeah. Like there's an age cutoff, I think. Right. Like, would you think?
Well, I just am like there's other places to sleep. So like, you're not going to sleep with Cody. Like, and so do I trust my brother? Yes. Do I think like he's going to do something? No. But like, you still are smart about it. Right.
Yeah.
Like,
to not create the circumstances where something like that would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We have just dove into some hot takes because we haven't done this in a while. We haven't shared our hot takes with our listeners in quite some time. So one that we were just discussing is sleepovers. Can we bring sleepover culture back? Times have changed.
In a smart way, thoughtful way.
Yeah. We get, when we've talked to other parents, like we have this conversation all the time. Now that all of our kiddos are school age, they're in that peak age of like, mommy, can I have a sleepover? And it is the ages that we were having sleepovers. But it's challenging because I'm hearing different perspectives from different parents.
I feel like, just like, we don't do it. 90% of parents don't do it.
Yeah. And I think that blew my mind, like, as we came into this chapter of, like, children fun activities, so.
But we were talking about before, like, I also think our kids are a lot more educated now and wouldn't maybe remain as silent as maybe, there's obviously going to be people that do remain silent.
Of course.
I'm not saying that at all.
Yeah.
But I think that we are way more educated, not we, our guests, we as parents, yes, but also our kids are more educated of, like, we have a lot more conversations about, like, nobody touches you there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what could happen. And people will tell you, like, your family's going to die if you tell. Like, they can say crazy things like that.
Yeah.
It's untrue. You know, like, you really, like, teach them that. Whereas when we grew up in, like, the older generations, like, we didn't have those conversations.
No, they didn't tell us about anything. We were just running around wild, like, never coming home until the streetlights came on. Like, we could have encountered, like kidnapping situations, but, like... You know, there was no rules or guidelines on how to navigate that.
Okay. So he still lives down the street from my parents. Still to this day, he lives there with him and his brother. I don't know. I think his dad might have died. But I want to say at the time, I mean, man, he probably was in his 20s. Maybe 20s, mid-20s, something like that. And, like, I remember, like, I, as a kid, being, like, 8 years old, 7 years old or whatever, I, like, walked in his house. Like, I went inside his house, him and his brother's house. Like, and I'm just like, what was I doing? Yes. Like, I was around the neighborhood and they were like, oh, we have snakes or something. Like, yeah, you want to see them? And they're super nice. Don't get me wrong. They still live there. They're the ones that walk every day. And they're the first ones that are like, hey, how are you? I haven't seen you so long. But I'm like, he could have been like, look at my snakes. And then like taken me or done something.
No, we all did stuff like that. Remember, we would sell, remember even just school fundraisers, just the example of that, like Girl Scout cookies, any of that, Boy Scout popcorn, like door-to-door sales, and we weren't getting kidnapped. Like, we survived to tell the tale. Like, but now they don't do door-to-door sales anymore. Like, there's no, like, fundraisers, at least, like, I haven't seen any. I mean,
thank God, though, honestly.
Yeah, like, as a parent, being on the other side, as, like, the person who's answering the door, I'm like, oh, goodness, like, what else do I have to buy? Like,
because these kids are so cute. Can we get the Jehovah's Witness to stop doing that too?
But, like, at the end of the day, no, like, I wonder. Discrimination,
guys. Yeah. We're nice.
Safe space. But did they, is that, are door-to-door sales with children fundraisers, is that taken away because of that? Like, the fear of, like, never seeing your child again because someone took the Girl Scout and scooped her off the front porch? Or is it just because, like, we don't do it anymore? Like, it's just a cultural, like, we've shifted away from.
I think that and just people, like, it's, like, hard work for kids and we're getting soft. Like, I just think as a whole, it's like a bunch of reasons. Yeah. It just kind of has shifted. It's just like
walking the whole neighborhood's too hard.
Yeah, it's the same reasons that, like, the kids don't play outside. I think it's a bunch of things kind of that slowly progressed, whereas people are like, whoa, why don't we actually let them do that? You know, like, it's almost like it shifted without us really fully, like, having a reason. It just kind of naturally, like, shifted.
No, that's a good point. Yeah. If the kids aren't playing outside, why would they do magazine sales around your whole neighborhood? Like, they're not. Yeah.
I had a business called Scrub and Bubbles, and I washed people's garage. Sounds very weird what I'm about to say, but I washed people's garage door and mailbox.
Well, that's actually a really good business.
But in our neighborhood, we all had, it was like, when I say a newer-ish neighborhood, like typically all the people that lived in our neighborhood, it was their first, like the first person that lived in the home. Like they built the home, whatever. So even after a year, we all had white garage doors and white mailboxes, so they would get that like green grime
whenever
and
it
rains. no one would like take the time to wash them, but they're like, oh, that's so annoying, it looks ugly. And so I made a business, and I was like, I don't remember what it was, I want to say it was like $12 if you did your like garage door and your mailbox. And
that's not bad. I could see that even like catching on today in neighborhoods. Like there's kids, I know there's like a little business, that side hustle that boys do where they like go clean rubbish bins, where they like the same idea. And I'm like, that's smart. Like,
I just, and it literally was like a bucket of water and like a sponge.
Yeah. Genius. Look at you.
So I like got Heather. Almost everyone in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And my mom didn't even like, I went door to door by myself.
Yeah. See? Like...
So I lived.
Yeah, you lived to tell the tale.
And I survived Snake Man's house.
Yep.
I think it was snakes. I don't know. Jason would correct me on that probably. But I'm just like, why were we in his house? Like, anyways, I survived.
Yeah. No, we did do that. Like anything. Like there would be, I would go to people's houses that had trampolines. Like we would just go, we wouldn't even be friends with the kid that lived there. We would just go ring their doorbell and be like, can we jump on your trampoline? And then they'd be like, yeah, like go, I'll unlock the back gate and you can just go around. Like, and that was just how it was. Like we would just or be running the around the whole neighborhood.
You, like you run in their backyard and you're like, hi.
Yeah. You just throw your bike in their front lawn and you just run around. Like wherever there's kids, you would just go wherever there's kids. It didn't matter. Like, I don't know your parents, but that's fine. It's safe. Like,
yeah. I wish we could get back to those days.
Yeah. That was a fun time to be alive.
It would be nice. It would be nice, but it's fine. Okay. So very big news in Jackie's world.
Well, it's not just my world. It's everybody's.
Taylor Swift is engaged.
It's very exciting. I think we knew it was coming, though. Like, is anyone like, oh, we didn't think that they would get engaged?
I just didn't think they were going to announce it, to be honest.
Yeah, we had talked about this. They would hide this and then tell us after the fact.
Yeah, because, like, let's be realistic. It's going to be, like, madness when they get married. Like, it's going to be a scramble of, like, helicopters. How do we find where and when? How much money do I have to pay to, like, for this wedding planner to leak where it is and what date? It's going to be, like, madness where she could have just been like, oh, my God, he's my boyfriend, and then be like, wedding pictures.
Yes.
Boom.
Yeah, just like how this was with the engagement, where it was a pre-planned thing. They fooled us, you know, that this was done a while back, and none of us had any idea. We didn't get to ruin their engagement.
Oh, I don't know. I'm confused, because they said that it was like 2 weeks ago, so I'm confused.
Yeah. So podcast came out August 13th, so we're trying to figure out then, did they get engaged prior to recording of the episode, or what do you think?
I think the dad said it was the day of the episode, like that they recorded it.
Okay.
Because and people point out recording. She's wearing the same bracelets and watch. Like people point all that stuff out. But I'm like, bro, whatever. They're engaged.
Yeah.
Do we need to know?
But I feel like that the timing seems good, though, because I feel like we all kind of speculated that it's going to be happening soon. Like, you know, everyone was like, oh, is she already engaged?
I thought she was
while
engaged,
they're recording
honestly.
The podcast. Yeah. And everyone was looking for the Easter eggs in the back, you know, when they were like with like the shelves and stuff like that. So I feel like it was coming. So if it was the day of recording or even in that week of when they launched the episode, I feel like the timeline makes sense for what Daddy Kelsey is saying and everything like that. So it's
did you see the little exciting. I don't follow like too much of the Taylor Swift like Easter eggs and stuff like that, but I did see one that was like something it was in the background. I don't know if it was a football or a trophy or something, and I don't remember what about it. I don't know if it was like fallen over, whatever it was. People are like, this is her sign that she's telling us she's gonna do the halftime show.
I did see that, and I've seen a lot of people saying, is Taylor Swift doing our Super Bowl halftime show? It's kind of hard. I feel like this is a big year for them, too. Like, wedding now and the album and, like, wrapping up the Eras tour.
I think they're getting
stuff.
Married like, this year.
You think so? 2025? I could see that. Fall. Fall of 2025, I feel like, is such a Taylor Swift thing to do.
Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas wedding. Yeah, I'm really torn on the if she's going to perform the halftime show, because the Easter eggs, if we want to lean all the way into that, yes, there was a trophy that was like knocked over. They always are talking about like timelines and Super Bowl and obviously Travis and all this kind of stuff. Like it could 100%
be
a thing.
And they pick for the Super Bowl, they try to pick like iconic people that have had like a rap sheet of like tons of popular songs and like and it. Is very fitting at some point she would do the halftime show, but she's always talked about that she does not want to do it.
Exactly. So. That's why I'm like, so when does that, that's what she had said years ago was like, I'm not going to do
a
halftime show.
But now she's got a boo in the NFL. So.
I know. So that's why it's kind of like, could it actually be happening? I don't know.
I mean, it would probably be so much better than what we've had recently. So
yeah.
Gosh. I mean, listen, there's always the people that are like, I thought it was so good, but I think the past few halftime show have been like, bah!
Yeah, they're not. I think we're just missing the mark. But also, we've talked about this on a previous episode before, too. We're not the peak clientele anymore. So, like, if they're targeting for the younger generation.
What do you mean,
generation,
Jackie? No.
Yeah. But we talked about this. Like, because remember back in the day, like, they'd have classic rock bands and stuff, because that was, like, the general demographic of who was watching the Super Bowl. Now, we're, like, we've shifted. And so now they don't need to adapt for us. Like, we're not their peak clientele. So it's, like,
Although, go ahead and get all, like, the
20-year-old guys. Like, how can we, what, you know, this is a, what artist do they listen to? Okay, get them over here so we can get some more screen time. Like,
I guess, but I feel like even though Kendrick Lamar had a very popular song, I feel like as a whole and his whole, what is it called? Discography? I don't think like he deserved a halftime show. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like not he's not my favorite artist.
I don't know anyone personally that's like, man, my favorite artist, Kendrick Lamar. Like, I don't hear anyone like, have you heard Kendrick Lamar's new song? Like, I don't think that he's that popular in
I think he was relevant at the time, I think, because that album and the two songs that were like chart toppers, I think that's why it was like, who's our popular artist? Boom,
yeah,
like he's
like,
dropping a new album, boom, get him out here, let's book him 6 months from now. Like, I think it was just right time, right place.
Like, I guess, but I think there's chart toppers that are like, they everyone knows the song, but no one knows who sings it. He's one of those people.
I could see that. Yeah.
Like if you ask Alvaro, have you heard that song? He's like, yeah. Do you know who it is? No. And I would have said the same thing.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no idea.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just think that they've just been picking people like that. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Like The Weeknd has some like.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Good hits. But like, again, you don't hear anyone like, man, I have to go to the Weeknd concert. Yeah.
But I think, again, like, that's another example of like right time, right place. He was very popular with all of his, like the one that went TikTok viral. He was just really trendy at that time. Yeah. So it was like, okay, get him on here.
Everyone's I guess that's what they're going for now. Yeah. They're going for what's trendy in the moment rather than they are an icon for years.
Yeah.
So before it was always like, you've been an icon for 20 years.
Yeah.
Everyone knows who you are. You've had a 30-year, 20-year career. And now it's kind of like, oh, you were like famous this year and then no one else talks about
you.
Like no one really like talked about The Weeknd after that. No one talked about Kendrick Lamar really after that. Like they all went like, but hot take, maybe it's because of their performance at the halftime show.
I'm not going to lie though. I have mixed feelings about, this could be a hot take too. Taylor Swift doing the halftime show, I think kind of changes it too, because you're just literally going to have all of the Taylor Swift fans blowing up. If they launch that, if they drop that tomorrow and then they say, this is here, Super Bowl tickets are on sale. There's no tickets for any football. They're gone. Like the T-Swift fans will break Ticketmaster again.
I think she knows that though. That's why I think she
has avoided doing it for so long.
Yeah, like I think she's like, I have a concert. You can go to my concert. Like you don't need to. Why do I need to do a halftime show?
Yeah, like I love Taylor Swift, right? Like I think she's a phenomenal artist. She's a fun performer. I would go see her. Like I have, but I pay money to go see her in concert. I just think that it changes. This is not the Super Bowl. Is not for Taylor Swift. It's a, she's just a halftime show performer. And I hate to say like, she is just this, because obviously she's phenomenal, but it's not for her. So I am agreeing with the Chads and the Brads that it's like, not this. Like, let this be something where then like everyone who wants to go see their two favorite teams go play their game. You also get a bonus with a halftime show. Yeah. If you got a ticket, cool.
I mean, like, did Beyonce did the halftime show or no? She did, right?
Back in the day? What year? Didn't she do it? She did one.
I think she did one. I was going to say, but her fan base has gotten a little bit bigger.
It has. I was like, going to say it's different. Say, she'd probably be the same way now.
Like, well, I was going to say, did they load the stadium? I'd be curious.
But she also, didn't she do it with somebody?
That's what I'm trying to think. Like, I remember her being there and I'm like, now I'm drawing a blank. That I'm like,
let's see if I can find this really fast. So it looks like she performed in 2016. With Bruno Mars.
So she was not the headliner. He was?
Maybe not. Yeah, this is 2016 with Bruno Mars and Coldplay. So a show like that, you're covering multiple genres of music.
I remember that. Like, I remember that one not being that great.
I feel like that kind of is like what we think of for halftime shows. So having multiple top artists. We all think of
Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson. That's what we all think.
Yeah, but that one wasn't bad, though, as far as like what we think of for a Super Bowl halftime show. So people are not buying tickets exclusively to go to this. It's a huge bonus. It's fun. It's getting people out of their seats. Even if you don't know this one song by Bruno Mars, you might know this Beyonce song or this Coldplay song. So I feel like it's like the fun vibe that the NFL is looking for like a party. But that's why I'm just like, dang. Like, I love you, Taylor Hopefully Swift, she doesn't and it'd do be it. Fun. But I think it's going to create a lot of, like, it's just a lot of people are going to be in the comments.
They would have to either hating it
or loving it. Yeah. Yeah.
But they wouldn't be able to because they always announce. So it always leaks out.
Yeah. And that usually happens pretty fast. Like, it's, we already know who the performer is like months before they get stuff solidified. And it's just like, ooh. So it'll be interesting to kind of see. And it's, it's interesting that a lot of Taylor Swift fans are able to like pick up on all of these clues just from a podcast episode, or even like they're tearing apart.
Fans do it.
Yeah, like these engagement photos, like they're looking at the time on her watch, they're looking at the flowers, trying to figure out where these engagement photos were taken, you know, looking at their outfits that they're wearing. And
it's so funny because I know she does purposely like place things or whatever, but it's crazy how like I think the amount of things people see and what like I think it's like 10% of what people see that like she actually intentionally tried.
Yeah, so I think the only things that we have that are rock solid are the colors of the TS that were placed around the studio for the recording of the podcast, because those were a reflection of the album. And then like all the other little things that people were tearing apart were like just randomly placed items. Like we're not, you know, everyone was like tearing it apart.
There
like,
was no Easter egg.
Yeah. Like her lipstick was orange, and then you had all the little TSs everywhere.
It's crazy. When her last album came out, people were like, remember I told you they were like looking at like, you know, everything on the wall, or how many, you know, slats were in the air conditioning unit.
And the music video.
Oh my God. They're like, there was 14 doors. I'm just like,
and she did like, do it for her letter, though. The letter that she has on the website, like her little logo at the top is the same shape as her engagement ring. So like that's like iconic Taylor Swift. And then she changed, is it the word this, where she has all the eyes? When you click on it, it went from being the Tortured Poets Department to now it's the Life of a Showgirl. It's that set list. Mm-hmm. So like she's very good on like hiding things, but they're not as, like you said, like it's not down to the stitching of her sweater of like an Easter egg or something.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
she likes to play with us.
We'll listen to her album and hopefully it better all be bangers.
Yeah. I hope they are. They should be. They should be some fun ones.
Is your shirt red or orange?
This is a Taylor Swift Easter egg. No, this is actually like a corally pink, which is so weird that it's showing
pink.
Up.
Pink.
Yeah, like corally, like a where you mix pink like and an coral. Yeah, like.
So it's, you're ready for fall?
No, this actually is like a summer shirt from Target. So.
Everyone's already decorating for fall. Happy fall.
I have it. Happy fall.
Pumpkin spice is out.
All right, so are you a pumpkin spice latte fan? Are you running the Starbucks? What's the vibe?
Okay. So I used to be like, okay, I'll get a pumpkin spice latte. Now I probably wouldn't. It's just too much. I don't know. Yeah. It's like too fake tasting. I do think that out of the couple drinks they have, the pumpkin cold brew is better than the latte.
Yes, agreed. I'm the exact same as you. I will get one of those this season and then that will be it. I'll be done. Yeah. That'll be like my pumpkin spice fix because I just can't. I can't make it at home. So that's like my one, like, I'm going to get a fall girl treat. And then I won't ever come back.
I'm a like white chocolate mocha to the core.
Ooh, that's a good one too.
That's my like, so I'm just like pumpkin spice, white chocolate mocha. Like it's just not as good.
Yeah. Are we the only basic girls who are not running to Starbucks to get a pumpkin spice latte every day right now?
Probably, actually. Yeah. Alvaro likes a pumpkin spice latte, which is so funny because he'll tell you like, I don't like pumpkin, and I'm like, okay.
Oh yeah, but I know a lot of people like that though. They don't care for the taste of pumpkin when it comes to other things, but a pumpkin spice latte, it's just
like he'll be like, "Ew, a pumpkin pie," and then he like loves the you know what I do like actually? The pumpkin bread from Starbucks during fall is fantastic. Okay.
I don't know if I've had that one, but it's like spice, right? Like the spices make it taste like not.
It tastes like pumpkin. Tastes like a pumpkin pie, but in bread.
Yeah, see, I don't like pumpkin pie, but I don't mind the... I don't like pumpkin pie. I think it's because it's more pumpkin-y than a pumpkin spice latte. Like, I think the spice is what makes me feel like it's, like cinnamony and, like, I don't know, something about, like, fall and crispiness.
A pumpkin pie with, like, good whipped cream? Oof.
And I don't care for whipped cream either. Whenever I ordered, like, frappuccinos and stuff from Starbucks, I would, like, order it without the whipped, or I would, like, scrape it off and toss it in the trash can.
I don't know. You're a cake girl. What happened?
But not whipped cream. I like buttercream frosting, not whipped frosting. That's what I'm saying. That's a waste. That's mid. Like, that's just air. It's just fluffy sugar whipped air. It's not really like.
It's actually not even that sugary.
Well, no, just like, I'm just saying like the it's not even that sugary. Like it's like, why do we have this like mediocre, like medium flavored item sitting on the top of my cup?
Like I'm like a milk girl, so like the heavy cream whipped is like good, you know?
Okay.
Like
Yeah, because like going into it, I feel like then it like it weakens the flavor of the drink. Like I just feel like I'm like, who poured this like weak milk into my cup?
See, I feel like it makes it creamy, like milk. I don't know. Like a cream.
Yeah. No, I see what you're really saying.
Bad just, over here. So hopefully you don't hear. I just hear, I thought somebody was in my house.
Yeah.
It was one of those like rumbles, like that's like not a clear thunder when it first started. It's just going to continue to keep getting darker and darker on my side. But no, it's just outside. That's why at one point, like, I don't know, 10 minutes ago, I was looking like, what is that? Like, who's in my house? And it was just thunder. So sorry if you hear the thunder. It's, hopefully it's not too loud. Typical Miami weather.
I know, but I didn't even hear it. Like, okay, good. So
it's like getting louder and louder by the second. So I'm like, oh no.
No, I have the other my day own was like private storm. Air show taking place. That's what I thought at first when you heard that. I was like, oh, it's my air show that's taking place.
But so I don't both know if have it's some like, noises on.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's getting. Maybe this is pretty legit.
Yeah. So it's nice weather over there, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's beautiful outside. It's a nice day.
Oh, no. It's like typical. It was actually my grandma. I took her to the doctor today and she's like, it's such a beautiful day. And then like an hour later, it's like black outside.
Oh, yeah. But then it's just going to roll out. Like, I feel like that's how it always
Welcome
is.
Welcome to though. Florida.
Yeah, and then in the afternoon, it's sunny again. So it's fine.
You can never prep for a, no. It might be storming now, but in 5 minutes, it's going to be the most beautiful day you've ever seen.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds about right.
It's crazy how every year they're like, this is going to be the worst hurricane season yet. And then it's like, it's so quiet this year.
I know. Knock on wood, though. I really want it to be like a chill season, though, because I feel like Florida's been in the news a lot for weather in these past few years. And now that we're a homeowner for a house in Florida, out of the news for like when it comes to like property insurance and like just all of that stuff, because I need the rates to go back down. So we need just let the weather to be less scary so that life is more normal.
Yeah.
Houses and insurance and all the stuff will just come back to normal.
God willing. Yeah. God willing. It's been a long time though. So I'm like every year I keep thinking like, gosh, is this going to be our year since it's been so long?
Yeah.
And then like, not that we're like super far into hurricane season, but like it's been pretty like quiet. They've had things, but they just keep going.
Yeah, of course. Like, yeah. Like whenever something looks like it's coming that way and then it just like. Psh.
We have a vortex right here. Jackie put it up. She did her saging.
Yeah.
Not here, Satan. Yeah.
Not today.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So we started the podcast a little bit with a hot take, but we're going to continue with some hot takes. We haven't done it in so long. Do you remember what our hot takes were? We talked about it yesterday.
So we discussed pumpkin spice lattes. We discussed sleepovers. The other one that we had was being fashionably late is not cool. It's rude and selfish and like.
Ooh. So you agree with that one?
Yeah. I don't think being fashionably late is cute. Like, I don't think it's not an excuse. Like,
no.
Yeah.
And I think people that make the excuse of like being a little bit fashionably late, I think their fashionably late gets a little bit longer as the years go on.
Yeah. Like they almost, you get away like with it.
It's worse.
Yeah. So you almost are like, oh, the 3 minutes late now turns into, you know, 10 minutes now turns into 15. Like, and it just is like, it's okay. Like, it's not that long. It's only 15 minutes late. Like,
yeah, I think it's rude that like it feels like you're not respecting my time.
Absolutely. Yep. And the thing is, we don't show up fashionably late to the dentist. So why are we showing up fashionably late for like our friend's birthday party?
I mean, some people do.
No, they do. But I'm saying like generally, like in our minds, we almost think that like the appointment with, you know, the dentist is more important. And then it's like, but my friend, it doesn't matter. She's waiting for me at Starbucks right now. It doesn't matter. Like I'm a couple minutes late, fashionably late, whatever. Like, I'm just like, no, you treat it the same way. Like, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm guilty. I've definitely been late. And there's times when I'm like, I think I just suck at calculating how much time I need. So then like what I do is I'm like, okay, you know, this is an hour backwards, but then I don't account for like traffic or anything like that. So then all of a sudden I'm in the car and I'm like, oh my God, why did my GPS jump up to 25 minutes?
30 minutes of traffic.
Yeah. Like, and I don't ever account for stuff like that. And so that drives Tony nuts. Cause he's like, why didn't you think about that? Like, you know, that like what takes 15 minutes at non-peak time now takes 30 minutes at peak rush hour. And I'm just like, oh, I guess I'm just fashionably late, not regarding other people's time or effort or energy.
I like to be on time for everything.
Yep.
There is the occasional time that I will choose to be fashionably late, and all my Miami people and Jackie will understand this. If you, everyone in Miami, for the most part, runs on Cuban time, aka super late.
Yeah.
So the problem is like, if it's a Cuban, not even Cuban, if it's just a Hispanic person, typically, and you'll know who they are. Yeah. Like, you kind of know their, like, if you're going to their party, you kind of know their, like, how they do things, you know?
Yeah.
If you show up at 1 p.m. because that was on the invitation, they will still be in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
With the house not decorated at
and you'll be tasked with getting the party ready,
and you will be tasked with decorating the party and being that person like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm on time, but I'm actually early.
No, and that's happened, and I can, like, I can vouch this has happened to me, because I showed up for a birthday party and literally was like, oh, if you don't mind setting up the food table, and I was like, oh, I, like, I don't mind. Absolutely, I'll do it. But I was like, this, I made a mistake. Like, I'm in the wrong right now, even though the invitation said for me to show up at one. Like, I should have known better. So then I did the same thing where I'm like, oh, it's a classmate's birthday party. Okay, we're not going to show up for another 10 minutes.
Just like, 10 or 15 minutes.
Give ourselves a little cushion so we're not the first. We're not
let them alarming. Get out of the shower.
Yeah, get them dressed. Get the food table set up. And then we can roll in with, like, maybe the, another person is also standing at the door. Like,
it just
feels more appropriate.
There was one wedding that I went to that, not gonna lie, I don't remember actually whose it was, but I was pretty annoyed because it was very typical Miami fashion where they know everyone's gonna be late, and the wedding started at like 5 or 4.
Okay.
No, I want to say 4. And so on the invitation was 4 o'clock. We all got there, and the wedding didn't actually start till 5 because they knew people were gonna be late. And I was like,
oh, dang. So they they were ahead of that.
Yes. So I was
smart.
I'm all American. You should have told me it was at 5 and I would have been there at 4:30.
Yeah.
Like, just not here an hour early. What are we doing?
Yeah. Wow.
So it's very much Miami. It's okay if you're like, especially if it's a party, it's okay to be a little bit late because to be in Miami, it just doesn't work out for you if you show up on time. But if I'm meeting you for lunch or it's like a doctor's appointment or it's something like a meeting, like, you better show up on time.
Yeah, especially like a one on, like what you're talking about, like if you're getting lunch with the girlfriends or something like that, then we're showing up on time, like, because now you are cutting into people's lives. A birthday party, like, they're not even gonna notice what time you walk in the door, so I feel like there's definitely a time and a place for that. But generally,
so guys, being late is not cute.
Yeah, not fashionably late. Like, we don't do it. It's not cute.
Okay, so this isn't so much of a hot take, but I want to know your opinion. So obviously, I'm going to the new Pilates studio, and it's so funny because there's, like, definitely she's got to be Gen Z, just how she talks, you know? She probably looks like she's, like, I don't know, 23 maybe, 22. And, like, she did something for me, fixed something, and she's like, okay, that's fire, that's fire. And then, like, she did something else, and she's like, I'm like, oh, okay, thanks so much. Yeah, I checked in. Okay, fire, fire. And I'm just like, what do we think about?
It throws me off because I'm not, it's like, we don't, millennials never used that word. So it almost sounds like a foreign language, like where it's like, I know, like, what you're saying and I get the context of it, but it's like, not, it's not.
Well, it's funny because she said it like 4 times in her like 2-minute, 1-minute conversation.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because the girl, Brianna, that used to help my mom, a few times, she never used the word all the time, but every so often she'd be like, oh yeah, that's fire. And I was like,
what? Dang.
So what do we think about, like, Gen Z lingo, like fire or whatever it is, like in a, not to say professional setting, but how do we
feel? No, I get what you're saying, because that is, Pilates studio, it's not a business meeting, but at the same time, like, it's customer service.
It's a business.
So you want to make sure, you would never just cuss and be like, or call someone, you know, a derogatory term, because it's a professional customer service setting in that situation. So, fire.
It's almost like if we're like, what's up, back in the day when a customer
came. I know, but are we, that's what I'm trying to think too, like, so what did we know, like, cool, or like, what a baddie. But I'm like, I also wouldn't.
Right now.
I know, but I
cool.
wouldn't.
Like,
or like she's a baddie. But I feel like we wouldn't say that to the dentist, right? Like we wouldn't be like, oh, cool, cool. Like we'd be like, oh, yes, I understand or whatever. We would acknowledge it with real words. So I'm wondering, is fire the same thing as cool? Like in that sense, like where we would be like, oh, that's badass or that's cool. Like, like that's our same word. Yeah. Where we wouldn't use it around maybe the pastor or our dentist.
Right, 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 right. Yeah, I don't think I would use it like at work.
Yeah.
But I also think it's not, I didn't feel disrespect at all. Like, no, it was of course totally not. Fine. Yeah. It wasn't like, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But in my head, I was like, does it feel like, oh, because yeah. it's foreign to me? Like, I don't yeah. hear people talk like that. Or is it because I'm like, maybe. Like we use more, a little more professional, like it's yeah. just me, but I'm just thinking of like other people.
No, I'm thinking the same like way as you right now, where I'm like trying
like
to
you're
really
a dentist
like,
and they're like, yeah, your teeth yeah. look great. And they're like, fire.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like that, it almost, cause we wouldn't say that. Like, that's not the place we would use that word. We'd be like, that's fantastic. I am so happy that my teeth are okay. Like we would
you're
use
like, oh, like, yeah, thanks you. That's yeah. it. And then she's like, fire.
Yeah.
It's fire.
Yeah.
But, and it's so funny because she said it just like that. She's like, that's fire.
So casual. Yeah.
I just like, it's
obviously
so,
it's
like
fine.
I said, it's foreign to yeah. me. Like, yeah. I'm like, it caught me off guard because like on a daily basis, I don't hear people say uh-huh. that. So I was like,
no. And it's weird that you heard it out in the wild like that. Like, cause you know, like we always see these videos, right? Like
out
we're not dumb.
Yeah.
Like we know that like the Gen Zers, they say like, I don't know. What is all the stuff that they say? Like, I
like
can't even
cap
think of. Oh, yeah. No cap, you know, mid or like, you know, Skibbity Ohio toilet riz and all this stuff. So, like, we know that there are
Ohio riz.
Like, we know that there's like this generation's slang words, but we know that like the middle schoolers are saying it, right? Like, we've heard this from social media. We hear it from other parents, like, and we're like, okay, that's funny. So, I think. For me, what's throwing me off too is a little bit, she's in a work setting as an adult saying this to you. So I feel like I'm just like, it's like us being like, I don't know. Like, what are some weird words we would say? I can't even think of anything like besides like,
I don't
like,
know.
The, like,
I don't think we said weird things to like outside of our friends.
Yeah. And maybe that's why
like
I'm
we were never
off by
like
it.
We were never telling like our friends. Obviously, we'd never use this word, but like. Yeah. We were never telling our friends' parents, like, they're like, oh, do you like, you know, like, Doritos? And you're like, they're mid. Like, I would have just been like, they're all right. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know,
like a normal word. Like,
right. Like, I think we just did lingo with, like, online and with friends. Yes. I don't remember it being like, I was like, what's up?
Yeah, we didn't
like,
say what's up in real life.
Parent.
Like,
yeah.
Like your teacher, just like, how's everyone doing this day? You know, and you're just like, what's up? Like, get a pencil
up.
For a math test.
Yeah. I just feel old. I feel like we're getting to the age where we don't know what yeah. things mean.
Yeah.
And it also, it's the fact that like the lingo of, you know, the young
yeah.
people right now is like weird to us. Like,
yeah,
are
yeah.
we our parents when
yeah,
we're
the
like,
boomers
like,
now?
Saying?
Yeah. yeah. Yes. Like, I think I would have been the same way. Like, I would have been at that studio and just, she'd been like, that's
I can
fire. And I would have just
see
been
her
like,
go like,
yeah, like, just like, what? And I'd like look to the person next to me, like, what?
And I don't know if I would have batted an eye too much if she said it like once.
Yes.
But like every time she's like, oh,
that's
okay,
her
good,
word.
Or cool, it was like yeah. fire.
Yeah. I think, should we just start saying that?
Jackie's like, that class was fire.
Yeah. That's how we're going to start talking. Maybe we'll just make it so annoying that the younger generation will be like, ew, millennials are now saying fire. We can't say it anymore.
We can't say it. Yeah. Stop. Oh, my gosh. I yeah. mean, yeah. I don't know. Anyways, that was one of my like that I was like, is that like, am I just old? I think I'm just old.
I don't think that you're old. I think it's just literally like this is the new lingo. And it's like. Every group
that's what
has
I'm saying.
It.
We're old. Like
but
we're
I don't
like
to use that.
Like, we're not old.
Yeah, I don't feel old. We're not old. We're not even like midlife. It's
I
fine.
I mean, we're like teenagers with kids.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Like I still think I'm just like a 27-year-old walking around where I'm just like, who brought these kids here? Like
27? That's pretty old. I think of
yeah,
myself
that's
as like.
Adult.
Maybe 19.
Yeah. I do catch myself sometimes. I think I've told you this before where I'm like out in public and I'm like, if there's an emergency, like where's the adult in the room? Like I just like think like if I hear like an alarm or something, I'm like, I look for the adult and I'm just like, when does that feeling go away? Where then I'm like, I acknowledge like, no, that is me. Like they're looking to me for guidance. Like a 17-year-old might run around this corner and be like, ma'am, where do we go? Where's the emergency exit? And I'm just like, no, I don't know. I'm just a child. I don't know. I don't know. We must find an adult to help us. Like, I don't know. Like, but I feel like other people have said that too. So I think we're all just like, it can be something that just like we get stuck and I don't know when it just goes away. And then I acknowledge that I'm a grown up. So
I don't know. Maybe when you start declining physically.
Yeah. Where I don't
like
feel
like when you get out of bed and you're like, oh
yeah.
Cause Jackie's just like prime. I feel like you just, I don't know. I feel like you don't age, at least how you talk.
Like about how my
like
body.
You're like, what like is everyone? Yeah, you're like, why does everyone complain like that they wake up with a crook in their neck?
I'm scared for the day that I like get out of bed and I'm like, oh, that doesn't feel good.
Like Jackie's like, I just like jump out of bed and it's fine.
I know, but I'm like, I'm in the late 30s. Like I'm at the cusp of when that
stuff. It's going to be your knees first.
Yeah, like this stuff starts to happen and I know it's coming for me and I dread the day that's like an uncontrollable sensation in my body like that, like an achy knee, achy back where it's like it has nothing to do with like working out and it's just getting old and I can't do anything about it. When then the doctor says, just like,
though.
Just sit and ice it. This is your life now.
People say when you get to your 30s that it's like, you know, you become particular or like you wake up a little bit stiff, like, you know, sleeping or you have a bad night with your neck or whatever. But then they say 40 is when it really hits. So maybe it's going to be 40 for you. Or maybe you're just going to be like forever young.
I hope so. I don't know. I don't think so. Because like my parents say that their like neck hurts when they wake up.
But like
and they
Tony
sleep in
feels
a weird
it already, right? Like he says like we're not that he wakes up bad. Yeah. But like he'll be like, oh, I woke up with like a crick in my neck.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, you get out and it's like.
Yeah.
You stand up.
Oh, no. My knees definitely make sounds.
Like, no, for sure. I think your knees are going to go before your neck.
Yes. Yeah. I'm just but I don't like that either. I want to be able to walk. I don't want to be like in a cane in my 40s and 50s. Like, so I'm just like.
Yeah. Jackie already got the bad news that she's probably going to need a knee replacement.
Yeah. Like I just have my legs are long and I don't run properly. So I've always just put improper pressure on my knee, like on my joints. So therefore my knees are compensating and
when you have like your dad's body. And
yeah. So like my parents, they are all like taller and leaner. So their kneecaps are holding on by a thread. So like, therefore I probably it's in my future to have some sort of knee surgery when I'm older and that's okay.
Science, I mean, honestly, that's way better than a hip, honestly.
That's true. Yeah. I'd rather
I would
that
take my knees over my hips.
Yeah. Because we can work with that. I can get some PT for that. It's fine.
Like, the hip is like a big surgery.
Yeah, that's a lot of people don't ever walk perfectly, typically from what I've seen. There probably are some miracle people out there, but the majority still walk weird when they've had their hips done. Like I just you can just tell. Like their gait is off. Like so I'm just like the knees, we can work with that. So
it's
not today.
Crazy how like normal like replacements are, you know, like all old people like talk to they're like, yeah, I got my hip replaced and everyone's like, yeah, I got my right knee.
Yeah.
Or oh, I got my and but at the same time when they talk about it, it's like common. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's not something you actually hear all the time.
No, it's not. No.
I guess it's just really normalized. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see. Hopefully not
day,
for a long
just
time
crippled
for us. Yeah.
Mm. Before replacements happened.
Awful. Just
just
chronic
living
pain.
In pain.
Yeah.
Like chronic.
Sad.
Hi. Well, thanks for chatting. Do we have another hot take?
Let me check. I'll just confirm here. I thought
we had
one more.
We were talking, by the way, this is how our like, we basically podcast every time we talk. And we were talking yesterday on the phone when we were about to pick up the kids and we were just like doing hot takes ourselves. Like I was like, hot take, I'm not mean, but and then I said it and then we just spiraled in like, we haven't done hot takes on the podcast. I'm like, how many hot takes do you have? And then we just like flowed with all these hot takes.
Yep. Dang. Where did our hot takes go? We had this.
I know. We talk too much, I guess.
I realized
it's
that.
It's not
it's
a
like
bad
way
problem.
Like, yeah. But I thought we made like a focal text where it was like.
We did.
This is very deliberately placed here so we can find it.
Asking people for money was one.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
How do we. How do we feel about asking for money or like the, you know, GoFundMes for things that are like not that necessary?
Yeah, we just want to be clear. This isn't for like when someone has like a loss in the family, like in an emergency situation. They're like, set up a meal train for this family who's lost somebody, you know, give them money for funeral costs. Like, we're not talking about that. We're talking about a family, like when you have friends or anybody, and then they are asking for money when they have money, but they're asking for like expenses on
stuff. We're not talking about like rich people.
No, just normal
people. Or like, you know, I don't know. They'll be like, I've even seen people do it for their own vacations and stuff.
Yeah. Like, help me build a fund so I can go to Paris. But it's like, don't you have money? Like, I saw you just go to Africa last week. Like, so stuff like that. Cause I've seen that where I'm just like, they're asking for stuff, but I know they already have funds. So yeah. I'm just like, or why do I have to fund your new car for funsies? Like, or they do the thing where like, if everyone gives me a dollar, I can buy a new car. And I'm like, no, like we're all hustling. Like,
I love that. Like, okay, this is okay, guys, I'm a Christian. I have a strong faith. Yeah. I go to church. Like, I totally believe in like missions trips and stuff.
Oh yeah.
But it craps me up when like they go on vacation or do their things, right? Like they'll go to New York and then like 2 or 3 months later, they're like, help me fund my missions trip. Yeah. And I'm like,
where did the money go? Like, what? Like, you didn't budget for both trips? Like,
So we're just talking about like things like that, right? Like normal things. Or this is going to get controversial too. You know me, I'm like, I'm not a huge pet person. But like when it's like fundraise $13,000 to give chemo to my chihuahua. And I'm like,
I get it. I'm a dog lover and I still get that. Like, that's like, no, sorry.
Also, like, no chemo should be given to any dog. I'm sorry. Maybe that's a hot take, but like, it's time for your dog to go down. Like,
you're like, I'm sending you money for putting the dog down. A humane passing. Like,
Jackie and I are going to get ripped up for this, but it's fine.
No, but we just want to be clear. We're not talking about like your kid is sick and so now you need money to pay for cancer treatments.
No, or like medical treatments. Like, that. Not at all.
Go ahead. Post all the GoFundMes. Give me your Venmo.
No, or you really like, are financially like.
Yes.
You're financially restricted because it's a very rough season or something. Yeah. But it's just, we're talking about the people that like, they have money. They just don't want to like budget.
Yeah. And then they think that like, relying like that it's appropriate, I think, is like a good way to put it, to rely on others to help fund a lifestyle or a goal.
When we're all like having to like do our thing and budget and like I think that if I was a season of hardship, right, like I would do everything in my power to like, you know, go get a better job, or I'll go get a job, or like we're not going on vacation for the next few years, or like we're gonna really have to start like, you know, everything's going to be at Aldi that we shop at. Like, we're not going to be going out to restaurants. Like, there's things that you can cut back. And I understand that's limiting. Like, people will say, oh, but it's nice to give your kid that vacation or whatever. Yeah, it's great. But, like, I will do all of that before asking for money.
No, 100%. And also just, like you said, just budgeting. Like, make some cuts here and there and we'll get there. Just, like, what we would have to do, like, to help pay for something for
somebody. And again, we're not like, talking about somebody that's like, you know, lost a tragic job and that was their, we're not talking about livelihood, like one-off situations. Yeah. We're talking about like they make enough money and you just aren't budgeting to like,
you want me to pay for your kids to go someplace. And I'm like, nah, like that's not how this works. Like, if I can't take my kids to Disney every month because it's expensive, I'm not paying for your kids to go to Disney every month. Like, you budget that. Like, be better and only pick one vacation, not 10. I did see that lightning.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, that was bright.
It's going to be loud.
Yeah.
Prepare.
Yeah. Brace.
And that's how you just saw lightning on the reflection of my oily skin. I mean, it was bright. Guys, I don't know what it is. You know how, okay, this is another hot take. The new generation can really pull off the glowy skin.
Yes. Yep.
Millennials, you just look like you have oily skin.
No, I will be buried in matte everything. If whoever does my makeup when I'm laid down to rest and they put some glossy, I got you, dewy girl, I got serum on my face,
if you die before me, I'm gonna
haunt that makeup artist. I'm like, who made me look like I'm sweating in here?
Okay, but do you think that we do look bad in it? Or do you think we just grew up with like the like you have to like,
like we were constantly like shine. I'd be like, let me get you an oil blotting sheet. I have one in my purse. Like,
because every time I everything. Do a dewy look, yeah. like I'm just like, okay, oily skin.
Yes. Yeah, I think that 100%. And then a highlighter too, like to put a highlighter on top of it. I'm like, okay, I see it because it's like fresh in the mirror and stuff and nothing is looking like oily. Mm-hmm. But then the moment I like get in the car and I like put the mirror down, like, what happened?
So it's, so, but I, then the cute young Pilates girls, mm-hmm. it's like,
they it want more oily. Of it. Yeah.
No, it is oily, but like somehow they pull it off.
Yeah. I don't understand it. And I've seen girls like in real life where I'm like, oh, maybe it's just like this picture. Like maybe I'm being fooled by a filter or something. But it's like in real life, they're dewy and they put yeah. more stuff on top to even get more shiny. And then I'm like, but it looks and we're healthy. Over here like, and I'm like, oh no, I must get rid of this. They're going to think something's wrong. Like, and I don't know. I think I'm just, we're programmed from the way that cosmetics were. In the past 10 years.
It like, just feels like whenever I feel like I look shiny, like right now my nose.
I don't think you look shiny though. Like it's not mm-hmm. it's not coming across the camera like, oh, this oily mess over here. Like well, I think I look like that all the time, but
because
I feel like
we know that it's oil, right?
Yes, like yeah, yeah.
Like, we're like, ew.
I know, let me go get some oil blotting. I look sheets. Dirty. Yes. Like, yeah, where I look like I worked shower. Yeah, like I worked out with makeup on or something where I'm like, yeah. "Dang, I made a mistake. It's so humid outside. What was I thinking?" Like,
yeah. Hot take. Almost, I'm in between. Almost matte for life.
Yes.
Not
yes.
fully matte where no. you look like just like you put too much makeup
yeah,
on.
Yeah, because then it can get cakey.
But just not oily yes. for life. We're not going to do that.
And I think there are cute. Some, like the Merit Stick is like a really good combo of that. Like you're getting that full coverage, not super glossy look, but it's not 100% matte. Like it's like mm-hmm. healthy skin looking. So like that's like my line.
Yeah.
Anything beyond that, we're getting too shiny. Like,
it's just I like, think we and you just have oily skin too.
I do. I
do too.
I have oily skin, so it probably doesn't help to then have all these glowy. Like I don't use any of those glow serums. I'm like, I don't need it. Like, I don't no, need to look slimy.
Like every hour or two, I'm like,
let me just fix this.
Let me just, I need to get those oil blotting sheets. I've never had them in my life, but I've heard though, they're just like, no, just like rip a bunch of off of your tissue paper.
Yeah. That's all it is. So that's the dupe form is just tissue paper. So the Clean and Clear ones are like made of like a, some sort of, not like a plastic, but it has more of a structure to it. And then when you do it, you see the, it has like a, almost, it's like something that then, that's how you know you're absorbing the oils. Cause then you see it no, going into the powder
on the
paper.
On tissue paper yeah. too.
So I think it's just whatever Clean and Clear like wanted to like brand themselves with something yeah. where you could like visibly. And so like the tissue paper is 100% a fantastic dupe. <We're> like, for,
like, before if you're looking like, for.
Yeah. Yeah. Making ourselves little squares in the hot sun.
Cause between us we'll probably yeah. take out a whole tissue thing
yeah we'll just take a tissue box with us. Like
I just use my hand usually.
I know I'm like I use like the back of my hands because like my
Jackie
fingers...
does that a lot yeah if you pay attention yeah. to her ever you'll see you won't even know she's wiping her oil but she's like
yeah because like my back of my hand
is this... dry
and... yeah it's dry and also I don't typically have products here so like if I've touched a bunch of stuff with my fingers I don't want to like put my dirty fingers on my face so then it's like this technically is typically cleaner like there's less germ I'm not touching like, doorknobs yeah this doorknob is not on my face so it's like the back of the hand is typically less germy I don't know don't quote me
yeah hot take dewy not it
oh yeah that's our hot take between the two of us
not it
slimy glowy skin is not it not for us
well thanks for joining us on yeah. this wild ride today
it's been fire We're using it.
Fire.
We're going to use
we're
it.
We're going to use it.
Yeah.
And we're going to make everyone else cringe listening
yeah,
to
Yeah, everyone's
us.
Like, ooh, they should not be doing that. These
Today's
old ladies.
This episode was fire, guys. Yeah. It was all over the place, yeah. but it was fire.
Yeah. But it's so always
thanks
fun.
Thanks for joining us.
Yep.
As always, like and subscribe. Please just rate the show. It doesn't take that much effort.
Nope.
We see you listening, and we know how many ratings there are, so we know you're not rating.
Yeah.
Calling you out. So anyways, it takes one click. Boop. And we'd really appreciate it. And also share it to your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Share it on social yep. media. If there's
on
like a
TikTok,
clip,
Instagram,
if there's a clip
YouTube.
That you resonate with,
yeah,
share it.
Yep.
Anyways, but thank you. I appreciate everyone for listening and taking yeah. the time to support us. And we will chat next week.
Bye.